Was the global outbreak sparked by a spillover of the coronavirus from animals to humans, or did the virus escape from a lab in China, as the other leading theory suggests? As NPR's Will Stone reports, the international effort to answer those questions has stalled.
Science may ultimately settle the question of where the coronavirus emerged, but the holdup right now is diplomacy. China wants the next step of the international probe to focus on other countries as the possible source. The U.S. disagrees, and the World Health Organization is left in a tricky place. The UN agency arranged an investigation inside China earlier this year, but doesn't have a lot of other options at the moment. Dr. Mike Ryan, head of emergencies for the WHO, recently told reporters,
"WHO doesn't have the power to compel anyone in this regard."
The WHO acknowledges the earlier investigation was highly restricted by China and reached no firm conclusions. But Ryan maintains the agency is still pushing.
"We worked through consensus, and that has worked for us and for our member states for 70 years.
Except some who know the WHO well and the China-U.S. relationship are skeptical.
"We're at an impasse."
That's Lawrence Gostin, an expert on public health law at Georgetown University.
"China is implacably opposed to a continued investigation and certainly opposed to one that's fully transparent."
Gostin says China has dragged its feet on this origins question all along. So why would that change now? Especially since speculation over whether the virus leaked from a lab in the Chinese city of Wuhan has gone mainstream.
"China will dig its heels in even more given the public criticism because it sees this in stark political terms."
The WHO does plan to hold talks in the fall to consider an international pandemic treaty. And Gostin says countries could try to expand the WHO's powers on the coronavirus investigation, a move that China would likely oppose. Yang Jun Huang is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
"I think China has not shut the door. It has left flexibility."
But Huang says this also depends on the Biden administration toning down the rhetoric.
"Instead of publicly accusing China of covering up, quiet diplomacy would be a more constructive approach."
But it could be too late for that. President Biden has publicly ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to double down on their review of the likely origin of the virus. Juliet Kayyem was a Homeland Security official under President Obama, who's now at Harvard.
"I think in the end, the Biden administration's review is likely to be inconclusive and satisfy no one 100%.
But Kayyem hopes the Biden administration's effort will at least underscore how the WHO took China's word far too often early in the outbreak. For instance, repeating that the virus did not spread human to human and waiting till March to declare a pandemic.
"We're not going to war with China over this, but what it can do is put pressure on the WHO about how it conducts itself in these kinds of investigations and how China is not to be believed anymore."
In a rare move, the head of the WHO called out China in the spring for not being more transparent during the investigation there. But even if China does let a team of scientists back into the country, what would it find? Dr. Daniel Lucy is an expert on infectious disease outbreaks and teaches at Georgetown. He says he assumes China has already followed the obvious leads, like tracking down the supply chain of animals to the Wuhan market.
"It's just not plausible to me at all that China didn't already do that. They did that."
And Lucy says when it comes to the lab leak theory,
"I just don't see any reason China would ever allow forensic lab investigation. Even then, if you want to hide something, you can hide it."
Which is why he thinks the only way to get China on board is to back off the lab leak theory, gather a new team of scientists, and see what new evidence China is willing to share. No questions asked. Will Stone, NPR News.